Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I walk by faith and not by sight. I love you, Jesus. Jesus said, I'm righteous. Jesus said, I have grace in every area. Jesus said, I have knowledge and wisdom. His knowledge, His wisdom. Jesus said, tonight, I'm walking in my salvation. Jesus is my salvation. I am delivered from sickness and disease. I'm delivered from demons, principalities, and powers. I'm free, sitting here right now in His presence. I am free. I am free. I am free. Ha, 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 devil. This is a resurrection weekend, isn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got up Sunday morning, and Jesus said to me, I want you to go down there and say that Jesus, that I said, meaning Jesus said, that Betty's healed. Now listen now. So I went to the hospital and got her. She's home, and she's really eating. I mean, I think for a little lady, man, she's putting some food away. But anyway, that's a good thing. So this afternoon, the phone rang. I was in taking a shower, and it went. Betty didn't answer. It was on the answering service, and I went out there, and the doctor's office called and said she has a kidney infection. I walked out to Betty. I said, didn't I say Jesus said to me, you're healed? Betty said, oh, yeah, I agree completely with it. I said, I'm not going over Walgreens and getting antibiotics. Listen now, listen. So I go in the bedroom. Oh, maybe 30 minutes later, I'm in there poking around, shining my shoes and doing things. And the phone rings again. This time I answer it. And I said, hello? This is a doctor's office. We made a mistake. There's no infection. So what I heard Sunday was true. So I'm not going to talk about her condition. Her condition is under the blood of Jesus. Amen? She's getting real feisty. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Jesus told her, she said to me this afternoon, Jesus told her that all the afflictions are going to leave. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from all of them. Two things happened at the cross. Well, more than two things, but two things is, He made a way for victory in the flesh, and He made a way for victory over Satan and principalities and powers. He did it for flesh, and He did it for the spiritual side. Say, I have the victory. I'm walking in the resurrection power of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is teaching me, guiding me, counseling me, comforting me, and moving through me. God wants tonight to talk about the sovereignty of God. See, some people always limit God. When God said, speak to a mountain, He said, don't doubt. Amen? Amen? Sovereignty means power, authority, or dominion, right? See, some people don't believe it. If you hear it once a week on Friday, you probably take a long time to get it into your dirt. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to talk about, having faith in the sovereignty of God. When Jesus said Sunday, Jesus said, I want you to tell him, I said, Jesus said, she's healed. Amen. So you come in, you know, and you shake this one's hand. What has Betty got? I said, Jesus said she's healed. How's Betty? Jesus said she's healed. Amen. I ain't going no further. I'm not changing my confession. Amen. Even the devil got in the doctor's office. She's got an infection. He's got an infection. That's I don't mean the doctor, I mean the devil. Hallelujah. Say, the word must be working in me. Isn't that true? If the word is not working in you, you'll get confused. Ah. You'll get things and you won't be able to believe. You'll speak to the mountain, but you'll doubt. Well, it's still there. Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:7 first. That's my little scripture there. How much? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, we walk by faith and not by sight and not by phone calls. Amen? If you walk by sight, you don't have faith. If you walk by faith, you don't need sight. You're not moved by sight. Well, turn to Acts 9:9, please. No, not Acts 9:9, just Acts 9. 9:9. Watch yourself, Elroy. Praise God. We're going to look at, you've been in ministry a long time. Nothing seems to be happening. There can be a sovereign move of God on your ministry, on your marriage, on your business. You may just be on the edge of giving up, and it'll be a miracle coming your way by the authority and power and dominion of God. Amen? We've got to learn this, saints. See, God is always working with those who want to have God working with him. I want the Lord working with me. I want the Holy Spirit to teach me and counsel me and comfort me and strengthen me, you see. And so when I got up Sunday morning, he told me that when I was in the prayer closet. And I ain't going to talk about nothing. I actually was sitting in my prayer closet and I had a vision. I saw Betty's hand. She's got arthritis. And their hands are twisted, fingers. I saw her fingers straighten right out. I saw her toes straighten right out. I saw the oxygen level go to 95 and never remove from that. See, first you got to see it. God will show it to you. Then he'll ask you, do you believe it? Well, I don't know. The doctor said. Doctors are great people. Hospitals are great things. If we didn't have doctors in the hospital, half the Christian family would be in the grave. That's a true story. We don't walk by faith. Acts 9. Listen now. Then Saul, still breathing, threats and murdering against, this is verse 1, against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. Now this guy was running around doing things to Christians, right? Verse 2. And he asked, and he asked letters from him of Damascus, so that he found any who were of the way. That's a way that was named in the Bible, in the book of Acts. We'll talk about that some other time. Whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now you're going to see a sovereign move of God. God can move on your life. God can move on the unsaved. God can move on anybody. God can move on Drew in the hospital. See, this is my way of thinking. The family may not like me. See, if I'm walking by faith and someone prays for Drew, I'm going to find out if I'm walking by faith because I'm going to pull a plug. And if his spirit is still there, he'll come alive. But if it's gone, he'll be gone in 15 minutes. Now, you're wondering who Drew is. Well, there's somebody in the hospital we got to call for, Gloria knows. And I don't know what happened to him, but he's brain dead, supposedly. And I sent Jeff over to pray. Jeff needs experience. He needs to go into the hospital around people and pray for people, then get into battle. Because that's the way it works. So Jeff called me, and I sent him over there. Huh. He found out what ministry was all about 2 hours later. That's not going to be his first journey. That's going to be his last journey either. Amen. Amen. We always journey. When you journey out in the supernatural realm, the enemy is going to come at you. But guess what? We have authority over him. Okay. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, verse 3, a light shone around him from heaven. See, you're going to see a sovereign move of God. You're going to see authority, power, and dominion, even over the flesh. In the flesh, Paul's will was not to have this happen to him. Paul's will was not with God. He wasn't saved. Right? See, we got to believe in the sovereignty of God. We got to believe he can move on anybody, anytime, anything. He can move on me and start a miracle service. He can start on you. See, some of us get discouraged. We've forgotten about the sovereign move of God. Then he fell on the ground, heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Sometimes I wonder if he don't fall upon the church and ask the church why we're persecuting him. Why not? We're not moving in the Holy Ghost? Why we're not moving in visions and dreams? Why we're not moving under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Do you know the gifts of the Spirit is a sovereign move of God? Amen. Do you know that? Everybody says, no, no. The Bible says it's according to the will of the Holy Spirit, what he's going to release. If you need something tonight, he'll release that gift through me into you or sovereignly. There's somebody here who walks kind of funny. You got something going on in your leg up in here, and God is healing it right now. Is that you? Praise God. Anybody else? There's another one there. See, he can interrupt anytime he wants to. See, here's the thing. I speak it. It's up to you to believe it. Don't let the devil come and steal it. Jesus said, what you don't know about the kingdom, Satan steals. See, he interrupted me. He can do that. We're going another direction, Alry. Speak out a word of knowledge. All right? If you don't pay attention, you get the pain. That gets your attention. Okay. Then he fell to the ground and he said, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, what do you want me to do? Rise and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do. You ever been guided by the Holy Spirit to go over there? Then God will tell you after you get over there. We all want to know things up front, and it has happened that way sometimes. But sometimes he'll tell you to go to a certain place, and you'll get a word over there. He'll tell you what to do. Some of you are at Creative Faith Ministries because God's going to tell you what to do. It doesn't mean you're a member or nothing like that. God's going to tell you what to do. And it's entirely up to you to do it. Amen? Then Saul arose from the ground. When his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand. He was blind, and he put him on a 3-day fast. A sovereign move of God can come on an individual who's not saved, who is killing Christians, get him saved, and he starts serving God. See, we don't think of it that way. It was a sovereign move of God that brought manna out of heaven. It was a sovereign move of God who opened the Red Sea. It was a sovereign move of God who prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. You better be careful, you're disobedient. What may happen to you? It was a sovereign move of God for God to prepare a raven to feed Elijah. It's a sovereign move of God upon Paul here. See, some of us need to be spanked. Some of us need a sovereign move of God. Some of us need to come to Creative Faith where the gifts operate, and God will tell you what to do, and you'll say, I ain't doing that. That ain't my call. then you'll sit for another 10 years. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At the same time during those times, there's tribulations. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. What we do during the tribulations is important to God. What we say. You may get a bad report. You may get a report of confusion. God will say, I'm not the author of confusion. You're not hearing from me. Amen? Everybody here should leave here changed. Not because of me, but because of the presence of God. Because of what God's going to do, not only through his word, but encourage you to walk by faith and believe in the sovereignty of God. Authority, power, and dominion. That God can do anything he feels he wants to do. You know, a lot of people say, well, he can't come against your will. Well, that wasn't Paul's will to get knocked on his backside. Right? It wasn't Paul's will to say, blind me, put me on a fast. Think about it. See, we limit God. We get a mountain in our lives, and we talk to people who can't find their way out of a spiritual closet. God won't do that. God can't do that. And then we start talking about the problem and not start talking about Jesus. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Jesus said, you were healed by his stripes. Jesus said, you are in the resurrection power, because Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but in the flesh I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and died for me. Do you know that in the flesh you got to live by faith in the Son of God? So the Spirit of God has got to teach your flesh how to walk by faith. Did you get that? Did you catch that, Bill? I don't know how you did. I didn't throw it. Praise God. Romans 5:3. You know what tribulation means? Distress, squeezing, pressure, oppression. That's what that means. You start serving God, guess what? You're going to get a little squeezing. You're going to get a little distress. But Peter said you won't be in there a long time. They'll come along, but you won't be in there a long time. It depends what you start speaking by faith. Calling upon the authority and power and dominion of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Oh, are you happy in tribulations, distress and everything? It produces perseverance. See, God wants us to hang in there. So when I sent Jeff over to the hospital, I knew what was going to happen. I've been there. When you go in there to fight sickness and disease and demons and the spirit of death, guess what? Some people, he makes you wish you never went there. See, we think we're all going to just walk in. You know, I've had people who want me to go to New Mexico and raise people from the dead that was in a freezer for a couple of months. It's a true story. Guy called past a friend of mine in town and said, oh, no, I won't go down. But he says, call Mayo. He's crazy enough to go. Yeah, call Mayo. And he didn't mean the Mayo Clinic either. See, you get into all kinds of squeezes, all kinds of oppression. And the quicker you walk by faith, the quicker you'll come out of it. What are you saying during the squeezing, during the oppression? What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? As a man thinketh, so is he. If you think sickness, disease, if you think defeat, people here are more worried about the devil than they are. You ought to be worried about if Jesus is with you. Yeah. If you're going in the hospital, you better say, Jesus, you better be with me. Now, he's with you if you're born again. But you want to invite him to manifest, to hold off all the spirits of death and all kinds of things that are going on in there. Conversations that family has around dead people or brain dead people. There's all kinds of worldly things going on. The Bible says don't conform to that. But if you want to go in the healing ministry, you want to pray for people, I'll tell you what, he'll come after you hard and strong. And God will let it happen to you to see if you're going to walk by faith. To see if you believe in the cross. To see if you believe in the resurrection. Or you just have mental belief. Amen? Say, I'm victorious.
I'm victorious.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Romans 8, 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, in other words, when you get into a squeezing and oppression, what happens to you? Do you run to the world? Do you look for some aspirin? You walk through Walgreens? Trying to find something that will relieve the pressure? Distress or persecution or famine or nakedness. See, that's not going to separate you from God. You need to say that. Devil, you can put all that you want, and I'm just going to glory because it can't separate me from God. His love is in me. His love is upon me. You can't allow your flesh to separate you from God. Just because you're going through a little tribulation. People call and say, pray for me, I'm under attack. I say, praise God, you're growing. I don't want to hear that. Well, you just heard it. Is that 35? Go 36. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Next. Yet in all these things, say, I'm a conqueror. I'm a conqueror. I'm a conqueror over tribulation, over sickness, over disease, over poverty, over the devil, over principalities and powers. I'm a conqueror. I'm in Christ. Psalms 34:19. Many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of it. Say, I've been delivered out of all. Because I'm a conqueror. The gifts of the Spirit are sovereign moves of God. See, we've been taught about a whole bunch of things about the gifts. It's my gift. I have a gift. You have a gift of salvation, you see. 1 Corinthians 12:11. But one in the same Spirit works all these things, naming the gifts of the Spirit, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Not as you will, but as he wills. But that's dominion, that's power. That's authority when the Holy Spirit works through you. But he's working through you to meet the need to who you're praying for. Words of knowledge that come out of me are for people. Words of wisdom that come out of me are for people. If it was me, I'd never say it because it doesn't make no sense to me. There's a sovereignty of God going to move here tonight. Power, authority, and dominion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is your leg better?
Yes.
How do you know? You're sitting down.
I know it is.
Oh. Take a little mentoring now, young man. Take a little mentoring. Where's the other one that had something wrong with the leg? Stand up.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering. See, the Holy Spirit released that. When I had multiple sclerosis, a death wish, I was in the booze and drugs. All that fighting. My nose didn't get broke from fighting, get broke from playing football. We didn't have masks during those days. I saw more broken nose and twisted nose in my life than... Well, you see, God set me free from all that. So I'm going to stand up and talk about Jesus. Praise God. Amen? So God's been doing sovereign moves all the way from Genesis all the way through. Do you know that? I got healed from MS. It was a sovereign move of God. No one laid hands on me. No one prayed for me. I had it 7 years after I got saved. I can't tell you when it left. Sometimes I was staggering around. People say, oh, he's drunk in the spirit. It was the MS. That's a true story. My wife knew. I used to have to hold on to stand up. And then I would have pain from MS, but when I preached, the pain would go. When I stopped preaching, the pain would come back. What do you learn from that? Stop speaking keep speaking the word of God to yourself. It's not just for an hour, go home and go. You got to keep speaking the word of God. I got to get the word working in me. Say, the word's working in me. See, people don't get that understanding. I did it a long time ago. The word must be working in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Would you say your first name was there? Right back there with the yellow shirt there and the thing, the glasses on your nose there. Yes, you dear. Your first name? Pat? You've been looking for something for a long time. And God is going to bring it and manifest it in your spirit tonight. Something from God you've been looking for. You want something to move into your life from God. God's going to move in your spirit tonight because he's a sovereign God. The same way he moved on Paul, he's going to move on your spirit tonight. And the Holy Spirit in you is going to give it to your spirit, and your spirit's going to tell your mind. There's going to be a change, a turnaround in your life from this night forward. Things will change. Come up here quickly, quickly, quickly. Come up here. You, come up here. Quickly. That's right. Run, move, crawl, do something. Close your eyes. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. No peeking. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's going to happen tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. God is a loving God. Praise you, Jesus. I'm being delivered from all afflictions. See, I may just stop here and just journey out into the spirit realm and speak to somebody. Don't get bent out of shape. Your first name again is what, dear?
Holly.
God's telling me you've backtracked on some things. God wants you to come forward where you have the revelation and knowledge and stop backtracking. Some things in life have moved you away from some things that God has called you to do because you've seen so much failure and you've seen so much not work. Some has worked, but you've seen many that hasn't worked, and you've backtracked. And God says tonight you're coming forward with the boldness that I'm going to place in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to open your mouth, and what you say to individuals, they won't be able to resist it because it'll be the wisdom of God. God says it'll come out of you like a river. It will flow out of you like a river. And it'll actually change your countenance. It'll actually change your family. There's some members of your family need to be changed. It'll change your family in Jesus' name. Stand up right there, dear. Stand up. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. I get tickled when the Spirit moves. See, that's a sovereign move of God. The gifts are a sovereign move of God. It's nothing Ellery thought, well, I guess I'll go down tonight. Well, maybe I'll say this. I never know who's going to show up. Some people get mad from one week to the next week. I ain't going back there. You know what he said to me? No, I didn't say nothing. The Holy Ghost did. Ain't that right? That's right. See, over the years, you get elephant skin. You can throw dots. You can throw rocks. It don't bother me. You can call me an idiot. Or you can say he's flipped out. There's something wrong with him. I've been called that for years. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to play a song here. You've heard enough about the sovereignty of God, and you've seen him also moving, right? Hallelujah. Do you need a healing in your body? The blonde-haired lady right there. You do. Do you need a healing in your body? Is this your husband? Is he good to you? Okay. Then you can come up here, both of you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just right there, dear. That's good. What's going on in your body, dear? A hip pointer, a hip joint or something? So you need a creative miracle from God. Yes. So when you walk from there to here, did it hurt?
No.
Intermittent. Oh, it comes and goes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Emotions can make it go.
Oh, I bet. That's why he's got to be nice.
Yeah, he's a gem. He's
know. I'm only kidding.
It's me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not right, is it?
What's that?
She says her, not you. That's what I would say, too. I've been married 56 years, yeah. Hallelujah, huh?
29.
Wow, praise God. Close your eyes, dear. What's your first name again?
Serene,
raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Your love and a sovereign move, Lord Jesus, upon her, Lord. Upon her hip, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh. Grab me, guy. You want me to fall? That's why I brought you up here. Raise your hands, guy. Close your eyes. Everybody wants to peek. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I was up here, wasn't I? I like to go off. Okay, where's Jeff at? Oh. Number 5 in the black, Terry. Are you ready?
Amen.
Let's just worship him a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. You deserve the glory.
Sitting back here on the outside, right there. You, raise your hand there. Yeah, you. What's your first name? Barbara. Hallelujah. God has just done something on your behalf. You're not going to have to pray for it. I'm not going to have to pray for you. I will come up to you and so on and so forth. But God has already done a miracle on your behalf. I don't know if it's in the area of family. I don't know if it's in your body. Do you have anything going wrong in your body?
High
high blood pressure.
Get past in the family. I got a nephew in jail that I'm kind of.
You need to stop eating salt there.
Okay. I'm trying to cut it back.
I know.
Uh-huh.
It's hot, isn't it?
It is.
Well, there ain't no taste. It's like eating cardboard. I know. Thank you. So you got your son, would you say was in jail?
Nephew.
Do you have any trouble with your eyesight in that eye right there?
It has a lot of floaters, and it's just not as clear as it used to be. Neither of them is as clear as it used to be.
Neither one of them?
Mm-hmm.
But this one here more so?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Close your eyes there. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Touch your eyes, Master. Touch your eyes. Touch your eyes, Lord. Oh, touch your eyes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Touch your eyes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open them quickly. Did you have floaters when you came up here, when I came up to you?
No. They come and go.
They come and go?
Mm-hmm.
Say they're going to stay away.
They're going to stay away.
Jesus said.
Thank you.
Say Jesus said.
Jesus said.
They're going to stay away. And who's in jail?
My nephew.
What's he done?
He was shooting at some cops on drugs, and they gave him 53 years.
Shooting at cops? Oh, that's a no-no. Oh, my. What's his first name, dear? They gave him 53 years?
Yes, sir.
That's a long time to think about, isn't it?
Well, he got saved.
Did he get saved?
He's sweetly saved.
Praise God. Well, maybe he'll become a minister in jail. Maybe God will turn it around, let him free. All things are possible with God. God's a sovereign God, dear.
Yes.
There's some other people in your family is having big-time problems in their lives. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her, Lord, and I touch her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray the Holy Spirit, Lord, fall upon them, Lord, and they will get saved and committed to you, Lord Jesus Christ, that all drugs, Lord, will be loose from them, Lord. All satanic power will be loosed from them in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers will be loosed from them in Jesus' name. From this day forward, she's going to see a new beginning. She's going to see a new beginning. A God who's sovereign, authority, power, and dominion, taking dominion over her family. Father God, this young man that's in jail, Lord, or in prison for 53 years, we thank you, Lord, you're a sovereign God, that his sentence can be turned around. So we thank you and we praise you. He's in your hands. He'll serve you in jail, but he'll also serve you outside of prison. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that it's going to happen to him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, you go back there and God opens all kinds of doors. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anybody have something wrong with some intestines? God wants me to pray for intestines. If you have any pain in your intestines from time to time, they come and go. If you have any problem with your intestines, God wants me to pray for that. Anybody have any trouble with intestines? Okay, we'll pray for those too. There's one back here. Hallelujah. Before we do that, play that song, Jeff. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Against your mind, has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes
Hallelujah. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. This lady right here. Is this your first time here? You've been here before. It's your second time? Are you going through a tough time or something? I can sense something, a tough time in your life. God wants you to rise and have faith. He wants you to say, Jesus said. Whatever you're going through, Jesus said, I'm free. So you're going to speak what Jesus said, okay? That's going to be your confession. Jesus said you're whole. Jesus said you're healed. Jesus said you have a right mind. Jesus said oppression, depression is not going to be in your mind. Amen? Jesus said. Hallelujah, because you're going to allow the mind of Christ to come into you. You have to, and that's the word of God. Amen? The word's going to start working in you. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Master, in Jesus' name. The presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I'm causing all things to leave her mind right now, Lord, by faith. Everything leaving her mind right now, Lord. And Father God, I'm asking, Lord, that her eyes be open to the supernatural, Lord. Her eyes be open to what Jesus said. Devil, familiar spirits, lying spirits, you're not going to touch her mind. You're not going to touch her situation in her life. You're being bound right now and being cast back into outer darkness by faith in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the sovereign move upon her right now, Lord. Authority, power, and dominion in her life, Lord. Difficult times are gone right now. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Her confession is going to be, Jesus said. Jesus said. And you're going to start at the cross. When Jesus said, by my stripes you are healed. Jesus said, the blood has cleansed you from all sin. Jesus said, you died with him. Jesus said, you resurrected with him. And Jesus gave you power over the flesh. And Jesus gave you power over demons and principalities and powers. So you win on both cases. That's the finished work of Jesus. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Minister of Jesus, God's going to ask you to do something in the next 6 months. There's some things that you fight in the spirit realm because you don't understand things. But always remember this, get spiritually involved and not emotionally involved. And if God can, if you can answer the call of God, you are going to free many people. Free them. I mean free them in all areas of their flesh, all areas of their emotions, in all areas of their marriages. You're going to free people. In the next 6 months, God's going to put a call upon your life. He's going to start flowing some gifts through you. And so God is going to train you. God, the Holy Spirit, is going to train you. It's going to be a sovereign move through your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's all for the glory of Jesus. We all know that. And it's going to happen. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. As I touch my brother right now, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, the blessed anointing, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. He's a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. Anybody who needs to have healing, in any area, mind, soul, emotions, he said, rise and be healed. Amen. Let faith come alive in you. Say, I have the finished work of Jesus in me. His faith is alive. His grace is alive. His love is alive. His knowledge is alive. His wisdom is alive. I don't lack anything because Jesus is in me with everything I need. I'm going to buy by the Holy Spirit, get the Word working in my life, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit. I belong to the Lord. I ask Him to be Lord over my life and to take power, dominion over my life. The sovereign move of God. God the Holy Spirit is rising up in me right now to get me to move where I wasn't able to move. God's moving me right now. It's a sovereign move of God. And I thank you, Jesus. Every time you move, there's a victory. I have the victory tonight because He's moving in me. In Jesus' name. Now rise and come up here if you want prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just trust in the Almighty Lord, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Can we all, hey, this whole thing, just slide down that way a little bit, please? Yeah. Kind of move down. Come right in here. You three, come right in here. Come right in, young man. Right in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we continually call upon your miracle-working power. We know it's the faith that flows through you, Jesus. We know that you are the Lord. All we're here, Lord, is trying to stir up the gifts in them, calling upon the Holy Spirit, Lord, upon all these people, that they'll leave here different than they came. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. We need your help, Jesus. We need your power. We need your dominion. We need your authority of the Spirit of God sovereignly moving through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hi, dear. God bless you. Oh, Father God. Touch your King Jesus. Touch your King Jesus. Touch your King Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch your King Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch your King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, touch your Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you feel that? Did you feel that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, praise you, Jesus, yes, Lord. God seems to be stripping you of some things that you didn't intentionally dress up in, but you did dress up in some things, and sometimes it haunts you or stays with you or keeps you awake at night.
But God is stripping you tonight. He's cleaning you. He's causing you, because sometimes ourselves don't recognize things, and God recognizes that's got to go before the Spirit can move in other areas. And so God is stripping you from some things, and God says, you have been obedient, daughter, and you shall receive His love tonight. And the stripping away, just let Him take it. Just let Him take it. Oh, just let Him take it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. Raise your hands to Him, guy. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Touch Him, Master. Touch Him, Jesus. Touch Him, Jesus. A sovereign move of your healing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Jesus said you're healed. Jesus said you're healed. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, no other conversation will you hold. The only conversation that will come out of your mouth, Jesus said you're healed. No matter what tries to manifest, Jesus said you're healed. Jesus said you're healed. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Are you sleeping better, dear?
No.
Not? Really, huh? It's hard, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Father God, just your love, Lord Jesus, upon his wife, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help her, Lord Jesus. Let your peace come upon her so that she can sleep, Lord. Oh, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you guys.
Thank you.
Excuse me. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. Huh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, whoo, praise you, Jesus. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Oh, your presence upon her, Jesus. Oh, oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Alan, you're going to say, Jesus said. Jesus said. Jesus said. No conversations how to figure out how to do something. Jesus said. And that you're going to start walking by faith. And you're going to see a whole thing turn around. This whole thing turn around in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh. God's touching someone's spine. You have, I don't know if it's somebody up here or not, but is it you, dear? God's touching your spine right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Your holy presence upon these people, Lord. your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You feel like you've been left behind? God's going to move you up front with a revelation. A revelation is going to bring you up front. You're no longer going to stand behind and let other people do things. God's going to bring a revelation into your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know what revelation is? He's going to reveal something to you. You've been kind of standing backish, and God, that revelation is going to bring you up front. It's going to give you have a conversation that's going to make people listen to you, because it's going to be about the spiritual realm, the supernatural realm. Okay? Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Oh, Father God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for healing her spine, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus said your spine is healed. Jesus said your spine is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, say, Jesus said, I'm healed.
Say, Jesus said, I'm healed.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm healed.
Jesus said, I'm healed.
I will say nothing else.
I will say nothing else.
Except Jesus said, I'm healed.
Jesus said, I'm healed.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm healed.
Jesus said, I'm healed.
I'll say nothing else.
I'll say nothing else.
But Jesus said, I'm healed.
But Jesus said, I'm healed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sovereign move of the Holy Spirit. Sovereign move of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A sovereign move of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, a sovereign move of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. A sovereign move of Jesus. Pew. 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 Father God, in Jesus' name, a sovereign move of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, a sovereign move of Jesus. A sovereign move of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Ooh, ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Pew. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Two guys asked me.
Who are they, dear?
Well, one you might know, his name is Chuck. He's got MS.
Okay.
And a friend of his from back home came to drive him back to Alabama. And then they want him to come back after church.
Father God, I pray over against this MS, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you for the driver, Lord. I thank you for this situation. I thank you for this woman, Lord, who's going to have the wisdom, Lord. The Spirit of God of peace is going to lay on her right now, Lord. Through this whole situation, the Spirit of peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of peace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The rapture could come right now. It'd be a good thing. Whew. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Phew, it's hot. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Phew. Oh, to the glory of God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, pray. Let's go number 9 in the orange. Whoa, praise God. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord of all, praise.
With our voices we worship you, our Father which art in heaven. Singing praise full of gratitude, we come in worship attitude. Our Father which art in heaven, for the gift of your only Son, we worship you, Holy One. We worship you. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I'll praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I'll sing praises to thee among the nations.
Unashamedly we lift our voice to worship you is our choice. We rejoice with a heavenly host. You gave to us the Holy Ghost, our Father which art in heaven. For your Comforter is with us now, to do His will if we will allow. We worship, 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 worship. For thou
Hallelujah. We lift you up tonight, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. We draw attention to nobody. It's you. You are the Master. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And by our tongues, Lord, that we have given over to you, that tame our tongues and be Lord over our lives, we just speak that we love you, Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done here tonight, Lord, and continue to do as they go into their homes and into their business, into their marriages, Lord, that they will be blessed people, Lord, because they will speak, Jesus said. Jesus said, Jesus said. And what you said, Jesus, we must never get into another conversation, only as Christians, Christ-like, that what Jesus said. So we thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord. We lift you up in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God